Nevada men's basketball player Jazz Johnson recently scored a career high of 27 points in his game against Air Force. As a junior, he's been awarded two Mountain West Media Honors, Sixth Man of the Year, and Honorable Mention, after the team won their third consecutive regular season championship. Off the court, Johnson reflects on the sacrifices it's taken to be in this position. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano sat down with him to talk about his upbringing, family, and his younger sister, Nami, and of course, the Mountain West Tournament.
So before we talk basketball, I want to understand who you are off the court. So I know you're from Portland. Can you tell me what it was like growing up there?
Growing up in Portland was, you know, it was kind of perfect in my eyes just because Portland is real laid back, but it's still accessible to everything. It's a good place to raise kids. It's really just about, you know, that everyone's kind of accepting of everybody. And, you know, I think that really helped, I guess, as far as like my maturation as a person, just because I was able to, you know, experience all types of people.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I got one full sister and I think, what is it now, five half brothers. So we got a big family.
So what kind of brother are you like?
Goofy. I'm sure if you asked her, I would be really annoying.
And so you're a big brother?
Yeah.
Were you pretty protective as she was growing up?
Very protective. It was really just because, you know, that's little sis, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't want nobody to take advantage of her. And still to this day, even though we're both grown, I'm still protective of her. You know, I still make sure that she's good and make sure, you know, she has everything she needs. Just want to shout out my sister and just tell her I love her just because, you know, she was kind of like that pawn in everything that, you know, we moved around a lot as kids just to make sure that I had the right situation for basketball and stuff like that. And, you know, she wasn't able to, you know, keep relationships that, you know, she's, you know, that she's grown really close to. And, you know, she's just sacrificed so much and, you know, she's had to deal with a lot just off of being, you know, Jazz's little sister.
Yeah, I have two older brothers, so I know all of those feelings. What's your earliest basketball memory?
It's got to be, I think I was like 3 or 4 years old. So I had this like Shaq poster. Like at the time, Shaq was my favorite player. And I like kept on trying to practice the exact same dunk that he did, like the same pose that he did in that poster. And my mom actually took a picture of it. My mom said like I actually ran up to her. Like once I felt I actually had it, I ran up to her and told her to take a picture of me dunking like Shaq. And to this day, we still have the picture.
Did you blow it up into a poster?
No, but I still got the picture to this day. My mom sends it to me frequently.
Talk to me about your parents.
They're everything to me. So she's like the reason why I'm pretty good in school, just because, you know, she was really on me and really adamant about, you know, basketball isn't going to be here forever and anything can happen. So it's important that, you know, I have a backup plan. My dad is, you know, the complete opposite. Like he was just like really basketball. Like, of course, like he wanted me to do well in school too, but you know, he's my trainer and everything. He's taught me everything I know about basketball, basically. You know, it's a real interesting dynamic. And at the end of the day, they're both two of my best friends.
I saw a tweet from your dad. He took a picture of somebody wearing your jersey in the arena and almost in like disbelief. So how do you feel now that your dad's been able to experience that?
It's like one of those situations where it's like, I'm really not supposed to be here, you know, like. Had I stayed at Portland, you know, wearing my jersey to games, you know what I'm saying, is like amazing to him. Because, you know, that's all he's ever wanted is for me to be able to influence people, you know, and affect people's lives. And, you know, it's finally got to that point where I've had the opportunity to do that. And it's, honestly, it's truly a blessing.
So it can't be all rainbows and butterflies, right? Was there ever a time where you just felt completely defeated?
So my redshirt year, I had surgery on my left or on my right shoulder, and which is my shooting arm. So obviously, like a big part of my game is my ability to shoot. I was scared because I didn't know if I was coming back and be the same player. I didn't think I was ever going to shoot the same because for a long time, it just felt crazy shooting. Like I couldn't shoot the same fluid way. And it actually got to a point where I felt like I didn't know if I wanted to do this anymore because, you know, like I already know how hard it is to make it as a professional without injuries and, you know, without dealing with the pitfalls. And so the fact that, you know, I went through that and the fact that it was my shooting arm, it was, like, really terrifying. And I think I was almost at a point where I didn't want to do it anymore. But, you know, with talking to my family and really realizing, like, how much time I put into this and the reason why I do this, which is my family, really made me realize that, like, I got to keep going.
You recently reached a career high of 27 points against Air Force, where you made 7 out of 10 three-pointers. You also became one of seven guys on the team to reach 1,000 plus career points. How do these accomplishments make you feel?
It feels good because all my life, all I've done is just work hard. I've literally put myself through like the hardest way to do it possible, and that's just literally just staying in the gym and working hard.
On offense, you're a threat. We already know that. But you're not just a shooter. You can drive. You can get to the paint. How big is defense for you?
Like you said, like everyone kind of knows, they've always known me for my offense. And, you know, they've never really noticed that, you know, I do take pride in my defense. And, you know, everyone gets scored on here and there. But it's really, like, I really think I'm an underrated defender just off the simple fact that I care about it so much.
Yeah, you gotta lock them down. You guys just won a third consecutive regular season championship on senior night. What was it like to play with this team, especially the seniors leaving?
It's been a blessing to be able to have met these guys. You know, like I never would have thought, you know, obviously me being from Portland and staying in the Portland area and not playing AAU, I really didn't get a whole lot of opportunities to, you know, meet other elite athletes outside of like my West Coast region. You know, like the Twins, obviously, Jordan Caroline, Corey. And it's crazy because, you know, there's guys that's like Corey who don't play a lot but are crazy talented and are really good. And that just is a testament to, you know, how talented our team really is. Because, you know, we have a guy in Niz who doesn't play very much any, and he averaged 20 points a game at his last school. But, you know, like I said, like it's really just a blessing to be able to have the opportunity to learn from these guys and just experience different ways that they lead. And, you know, to add on new things to my arsenal and, you know, the way I lead.
What's one thing you're going to take away from their leadership?
Just, you know, the way that they're not afraid to, you know, tell people how it is. You know, I've always been the kind of person where I want to make sure everyone likes me and then I can lead from there. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, you hear about Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, how hard of leaders they are. But to actually, like, see it and experience it on, like, a smaller scale is, like, really eye-opening. Because, you know, like the Twins and Jordan, you know, they do a good job at, you know, regardless of the situation, they try to push those buttons to make sure that you play your best.
And so you are going to continue with the Pack. Do you feel some pressures? Like, what's going on in your head?
It's definitely some pressure that's there because, obviously, you know, even though this season's still not done, we still have so much more to accomplish. There's still so much that we have to fill some big shoes, you know. Or trying our best to not disappoint the, you know, the Reno community because, you know, there's been a good thing that's been going on for these past 3-4 years. I don't want there to be any type of drop-off. And, you know, it's going to take a lot of work, and especially, like, during conference because, you know, we walk into every other gym and it's so hostile and, you know, everybody's just talking crazy to us. And, you know, it's good to come back to Reno and play in Lawler and to have, like, that, what is it, that, like, sense of comfort. You know, it's good to come back to people who really care about you.
Chemistry is important. So what do you do when it's a little off?
That's a good question. I mean, of course, like you mentioned, we got to stay together. Like, you know, you'll say that out loud, but it's really just about each person honing in on themselves to really make sure that, you know, we focus on what do we have to do to win. And, you know, it's kind of more of an internal thing because, I mean, we're a really close team, so it's not very often that we just completely fall apart from, like, the inside.
What's your mindset going into the conference tournament?
It's really just about doing whatever we need to do in order to win this tournament. I think it was 2 years ago was the last time we won the tournament. So, you know, obviously we lost to San Diego State last year in a way that, you know, we didn't want to happen. So, you know, we're just really making sure that we get back on track in our winning ways and, you know, and really try to win this conference tournament.
What are you envisioning?
Just, you know, everybody playing together and just really making sure that we make sure we're as close as we have ever been all season. Because, you know, at this point now, every game you lose is, it kicks you out of something, you know? Like, if we lose early for this conference tournament, then we come home early and, you know, we have a loss on a record, then we got to see what happens on Selection Sunday, you know? It's good that we know our record is what it is, but all that's thrown out the window at this point. All it did for us now is it gave us a seeding, and now everyone's 0-0 and everyone has to play their best basketball.
That was Pack player Jazz Johnson talking with KUNR's Stephanie Serrano.